Welcome back.
I'm not going to do it if y'all are not going to be. At least we need to work on it. You need to know your tone. You need to stay on pitch.
Start it out.
Oh, okay. My God. You were in the choir. We told you we only did band.
No,
we only did band. You did choir. Teach us.
I am an instrument.
Come on.
So with that being said, I am an instrument.
He's
Thank
Prince.
You.
Look at the hair. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah, did y'all catch that?
Let's go. Let's go. Come on, Mariah.
Welcome back.
Nobody told you to get louder, Vanessa.
And why are you yelling?
I thought it would make me sound better.
Oh, my God. No.
These lights are so hot. Okay, we are.
That's what it is in your cup making you hot.
No, it very well could be.
Yes.
So with that being said, you guys, like I said, welcome back to another.
Welcome back. We were gonna do it.
We're not doing it until we practice. Okay, because you're starting off so high. And I am a man. Okay. I cannot reach those
levels.
Okay, like for real. No, but so welcome back to another episode of Elastic Conversations, where we have joined back after graduating high school in 1998.
You're taking it back to the
intro. You don't have to even give dates like that. Shit.
Well, you know, to the people that have not been watching, maybe they are catching this episode. Oh.
Why? Why haven't you been watching?
We're trending.
I love you.
I know.
I
love it.
I love
Get
you.
On board,
I am
people.
Sweating.
Ooh,
I am
tell
sweating.
Tell them your thing. What is it? What? Come on, the thing that I love.
Click, like, and share.
Thank you. See? My cup.
It's what's in her cup. No, it's not. It's, yes, you know what it is?
It's
the McDonald's.
I didn't have any today. I'm on
it's
my fitness
McDonald's.
Journey.
But no. Like
she didn't want a trainer.
No, but welcome back, you guys. Welcome back to our amazing podcast show. Okay,
so say elastic
conversations where we're going
to
give you.
I wish y'all could see your shoes. They are so freaking cute.
Well, thank you. They're here.
So. I love
they're there.
Oh my God, we are so crazy.
They're there. But no.
No, take it back to that unicorn.
Teach me that. I'm not going to do it.
You're saying yoga class.
You're going to make me keep my man with that move. Teach
41.
It.
41.
Ooh,
41.
Okay.
No.
That was amazing.
I am glad to be here again with you guys, sweating like we are in some backwoods back church. But
with no AC,
okay,
collard greens on the back porch.
All I need is a popsicle stick and a piece of paper,
and
baby.
A sweet.
And I am
the I'll take
honey.
A sweet because it can calm me down.
No, but so today we are going to be talking about when art meets reality.
Yes.
When art meets reality. When we say when art meets reality, we are referring to things like movies, iconic sitcom shows, maybe music. Mm. Things that have basically created and shaped your reality. How did it touch you? Like, what did it make you feel? Did it change the course of how you looked at humanity or life or anything like that? Or did it make you crazy? You know, whatever it is,
see,
it made you something.
We were 80s babies.
Because we were 80s babies. So I'm trying to see who do I want to go to first Keisha. Today.
Why do you have to?
Well, you know, matter of fact, can y'all introduce yourselves? This is a new episode. So introduce yourselves. Introduce yourselves.
Everybody
to...
knows who we are.
Oh.
You should.
Ooh, yes.
And if you don't.
Ooh.
And if you don't.
Get into
my
it.
My name is Keisha.
Mm. Okay. Not the La Keisha.
Just Keisha. Not
Sha.
Not Keisha.
Keisha.
The real Keisha.
The real Keisha. I love it. And who do we have right here?
Like Waukesha. That Waukesha.
That's me. That's my man.
Oh. That's how she make the boys feel.
And, okay. And then who do we have right here?
Well, I am the Creole queen. But I go by Miss V.
Here's the thing.
I'm keeping it simple for Waukesha.
I'm gonna challenge this woman to my immediate left, because when I met her, I did not meet her by anything but her amazing, beautiful name that you cannot find. That you cannot find this name on a keychain. You cannot find it at a gas station.
Ooh, how did I get it, Keisha? Let's challenge him. How did I get my name, baby?
Bitch, I don't care. It's my name. All I know is her name is Vanishala.
Hey, Darlene.
Okay,
so, she the one that did the name. She's dead, Jesus.
Oh, Miss Darlene.
My ain't Darlene, Lord. Fix it. Keisha, let them know how I got my name.
Tell them the story.
Tell them the story.
Okay, well, hey, like I said, I'm an 80s baby. I don't know what they were smoking back then, but hey, my
was
dad was. No, my parents weren't on crack, but they was. Let me take a cup. I'm taking a cup. I don't have time for it. Just like I said, she ain't drink. She don't do drugs either. Listen, okay. Let me tell y'all something.
Please make sure that you leave this in here so I can use this as bloopers.
Yeah, y'all like that wig slip back. How about that microphone
She's
fall?
Tearing up your equipment.
I did that, friend.
I loved it.
He said, do not hold it by the receiver.
Can we get back to why my name? Because I love my name.
Okay, okay, yes. So, Venetia, how did you get your name? We'll cut right there.
My aunt Darlene, RLP, she passed away in 94. I love her. She named me. And my name is, my dad's name is Benson.
Okay.
And my mom's name is
Sheila.
Hello.
You get it?
Hello. And they put it together because I told you I was an 80s baby, so they was on something. I'm going to say some good weed. And it comes together and it makes Venetia.
Let me tell you something, Miss Darlene. I thought you had did something fantastic. I thought she was playing Scrabble or something like that. And he was like, okay, I'm going to put these together.
Creative.
Girl, you better go on, Miss Darlene. You better go. No, thank you, Miss Darlene, because she has a beautiful name. Honestly.
I love my name. I love my name.
Honestly. So today, like I said, we're going to be talking about when art meets reality. So I'm going to go.
Do not come to me. I can't think when I'm first.
Okay. I'm not going to
go first. No.
I'll go first.
Okay. Well, damn. Well, can y'all ask me? Can I get in character?
Okay. Y'all have no idea about this.
I'm ready.
Javon,
yes.
What movie sitcom has changed your reality?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it.
He lied. He's been thinking about it for 3 days.
I haven't had a moment to think. I mean, off the top of the rip. I would actually go with there. Okay, so it's going to go through some changes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, the first movie that actually shaped my reality and started to change my life was Fame.
Ooh, with Janet Jackson?
Not the series. I said movie.
Debbie Allen.
Yes. Debbie Allen.
I know. My mom was Fame. I know what Fame is.
She was.
Yes, she was Fame. You better tell her with the leg warmers and the
headbands.
Yeah, my mama was Fame. And she's, to this day, is alkaline vegan.
I saw a picture. She has an amazing core. But no.
I love you, mama.
Yeah, my very first movie that kind of changed my life was Fame. And the reason why is because I've always been singing and dancing around the house. I've always been prone to some stuff like that. I've always been, I guess, a tambourine player. I don't know. Call it what you want, as in maybe. But I've always been into the arts and singing and dancing. So when I first saw...
I remember that in school. You sung when you said hello to us.
Yes, it's like, hello.
Yes, it was always good? Like a Broadway musical with your ass.
Yeah, it really was. And it like, was. So...
And we encouraged you.
And growing up around nothing but Caucasians, and I never saw anything or anybody that looked like me. But when I was watching Fame, I think his name is Gene Anthony or something like that, but he was the angry dancing Leroy.
Wait, look at this. Look at y'all. Wait, the chief is being crazy. Y'all not seeing what he's putting up.
He's the worst freaking human.
He reminds, Mama, you would love Latif.
Yes,
he burn said, him. No, not chips. But
okay.
No.
Continue on.
Yeah, because Juwan got them type of people in this list.
I said continue on.
No. Okay. Yeah.
That's what you wanted to take it away.
You guys, we've been filming, so therefore there has been some libations going on, and Keisha is filling every bit of it, and I'm loving it. I am loving everything.
Because we were talking about the last episode, she's never done drugs, so she's doing alcohol tonight.
She is a pro at that.
She rushing tonight, y'all.
But she can handle it. So no, but yeah, so I would say it would be Fame, because the angry dancing Leroy, okay, like,
Leroy was angry.
He was angry. He was dancing and he could sing. And it made me look at the possibilities. I was like, oh my God, I can do that. Because I was doing those spins. I was doing everything. I was like, teach me, Debbie Allen.
And
yes.
You had the and leg so warmers things you did. Okay.
That was the first one. The second one.
Uh-oh.
The second movie. Again, I grew up in North Shore in Houston, Texas.
That's the east side,
y'all. It was... predominantly Caucasian, my
mayonnaise,
alabaster skin friends.
Mayonnaise.
So my second favorite movie that kind of changed my life was a movie called A Long Walk Home. Have you heard it?
name one star.
Have you heard? And I can.
Please, because I don't.
And I can. So A Long Walk Home, one of the reasons why I love A Long Walk Home, it starred Whoopi Goldberg, Sissy Spacek, and my friend Lexi Randall.
Don't even know who that is.
Okay.
Lexi Randall went to North Shore, but she also, yes. So she also went to Green Valley, where I went. It's an elementary school. Gators, Green Valley Gators. Ooh. So I'm just saying.
Tice Tigers.
They were lower income. But.
And no, we weren't. Okay.
At all. Oh my God.
My mom said don't cross that street.
You got that mixed up with Clint Park, baby.
Baby, no, it's really close. No, so she went to Green Valley. And the reason why it changed my life is, number one.
Who's this person?
Lexi Randall. Okay, so first off.
Is this a person?
She changed my life. She changed my perception. She is. And she actually watches the show.
Who is she? Like, what? Do you remember Adam DeLuche?
Now, I remember me some Adam now.
Yeah, they're married.
He was crunk. I don't know who wifey is. I don't know them, but I like Adam.
Okay, so here it is.
He was like short with black hair and glasses. That might have been Justin Buonatello.
Wow.
I'm getting them all cut.
And it's Buontello.
Because my friend, R.I.P. to my girl, Leah.
Buontello? Oh.
Yeah, that was my girl.
Yeah, I love her.
And she was with my boy, Wesley. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she passed away.
He was.
As a matter of fact, can I just bring this up? I'm so sorry to cut you off. R.I.P. to Fred Harris. We need hashtag justice for Fred Harris. He's a 19-year-old special needs.
Oh, and from like jail.
That. And he got killed in Harris County, y'all.
Yeah.
And we need to have hashtag justice for Fred Harris. That was an associate of mine. Seriously, my
God. This idiot.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to break it. I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize. I was just trying to give a shout out.
Cut that part out, please, LP.
I can't.
Okay.
Okie dokie. As you were saying, A Long Walk Home.
No, so A Long Walk Home, we're going to pick it up.
I don't like this Lexi person because I don't know who she is.
So it was a long walk home. And the reason why, yes, it is.
Is this like Ahmad that got killed?
Actually, you guys.
Ahmad that got killed walking home.
It was in 1993. And the thing is that it was a, growing up in North Shore, I never at that moment, Ronnie Lamb, you know who you are, he has not called me a nigger yet. So I hadn't experienced any type of racism at that given moment.
Wait, did he call you a nigger after that?
Yeah, it was after that. So, before then, I never knew that there was a division. I honestly didn't because my very first best friend was Darren D. George. Big ups. Okay, an amazing baseball player. I love him. But
is he white?
I did not. He is white.
Okay.
And so I didn't know that there was anything like different. I knew I was different because I can look at the class and tell I was different. So one thing happened. Sorry, Lexi, but it changed my perspective of redheads. Because when I first met her, I was a child and she was a redhead and she had freckles. And I was like, she does not take a bath.
Oh,
that is dirt.
God.
And so I was
love
like,
ginger.
I didn't know at the time. But so that changed my outlook. And then it was about the Montgomery bus boycott. Actually,
ooh, get on the bus.
And actually, Erica Alexander, she was in it. She played Maxine Shaw on Living Single.
Yeah, that's so, get on the bus. I know what you're talking about.
So it was a really, really good movie. It did change my outlook. It made me look at life. It made me ask questions. And then just being able to see Lexi, because seeing the angry dancing Leroy in Fame, I was like, oh, my God, that's me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get there. I didn't even know it was a possibility, but I was like, oh my God, I can identify with someone. Mm-hmm. But then seeing Lexi Randall, and I was like, oh my God, she's sitting right next to me and everything and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Sitting next to her, I was like, there is a possibility. I remember like just enamored with her. I remember her mom came up to the school. She had on a, what do you call it?
That's because I didn't go to Green Valley. I know what you're talking about.
She had on a fur jacket. Oh. She had on a fur jacket and everything. She came up in that hoe hard. And like, I'm thinking like, Lexi, why did your mama come up into Green Valley in Houston, Texas at that time? It was not that cold, but she was stunning. She was giving me all of Dynasty that I needed. Like she was beautiful. So yeah, that is one of the movies that kind of changed my life. She did make me believe that I can actually do it because she went off and she did another movie and it was Sarah Plain and Tall. Hall. We read it. That was with Glenn Close. Don't sleep on this girl. Ooh. She also was she's on Designing acting? Women Too as well.
Within the last year, what has she been in?
Well, right now, I think she doesn't act anymore. I think she already did it. I don't know why she stopped or anything like
she
that.
She was a child actress.
Yeah. She's a former child actress, okay. But she was amazing. Like, amazing. So those are the ones that kind of touched me a little bit. And as far as you, Keisha, what? Which ones?
What touched me? What's my favorite? My favorite movie that opened my eyes to a lot of different things was The Color Purple.
Oh.
The Color Purple. You don't like it?
At all.
It's The Color Purple.
So much raping and molestation.
It opened your
plantation
eyes.
Plantation and mastery.
Yeah, but it opened your eyes to, because like, I thought when we grew up, it was predominantly white. So a lot of the narrative that was created was that white people had you in slavery and all of this.
Is that what you got?
Yeah. From what we were taught.
Oh, yeah.
What we were taught.
Oh, God. My mom taught me something totally different. She was like, you are king, queen. They have nothing. No wonder I was a bitch.
The movie displayed so much. It even displayed what our topic was prior with bisexual.
Yeah.
That is true.
Wait a minute. Who was
Seeley and Shug Avery.
I mean, they did kiss on the mouth.
And that's what I did, a kiss, and I didn't like it. I feel you. So
but in the book, they did more. In the book, they did more.
So I was Shug and Avery.
Uh-huh. What? That's the same person. But the movie rape, it opened up my eyes to
and hairstyles. I could not stand
the Peninsula.
So what was it?
I like the plants. I didn't. I couldn't concentrate. Okay, go ahead.
Just how things were.
And microphone.
Like, even.
You got to put it in your mouth.
Just about like how even Seeley was put off to be a wife and to be, but Nettie was able to go to school because she was lighter and she was prettier. And you know.
Nettie.
Nettie.
They were both chocolate.
No, she was.
Nettie was a little brighter.
She was brighter.
She had, I mean, even though her hair wasn't like straight,
but it was
like Brazilian and Peruvian straight, she was considered to be the prettier.
The prettier.
What?
The prettier girl.
You know that. That's why Mr. was trying to rape her.
Why do you think that's where the, you don't know, you don't know who Nettie is?
The one with the plaits.
Nettie is this one. You remember this part?
Me and you.
They were the same color. They was all my color. That's why I'm confused.
She apparently had a black and white TV.
No, baby, I had a flat screen with a projector. I had a projector.
We had big backs.
No, I had a projector. God. My dad worked at Lawndale.
We had big backs. So, no, for
I
real.
I don't even know where my thought is. What the fuck?
We always do something.
Shit. You know, I can't even do it.
Scrap.
Look, they're the same color. No, we're not scrapping this
one.
We're not scrapping this one. They are the same color.
Okay, we're gonna ask Latif, do you think they were the same color?
Yes. They're the same freaking color.
Nettie was considered the prettier one.
Who she went said to go, it?
It was a movie.
It wasn't based on her color. It was best. It was based on her sleeping with Mister and letting everybody know she was good.
Nettie sold her.
But it wasn't based on her color.
Because she was a mess. Do you not remember the movie?
You
I remember.
Watch.
I read the book and everything.
Oh, wow.
But they're the same damn color.
Okay, so you guys, we are currently looking at the pictures of Nettie and Seeley.
Couldn't have Nettie. Nettie was the prettier one. She was the
but
one.
But it wasn't cool. About because she was the color. They just thought she was prettier. In the book, it had nothing to do with skin tone.
The book and the movie is totally different.
Yeah, but the movie never said anything about
But we're talking about the movie.
Yeah, but the movie never said it was skin color. It was because they thought she was more attractive.
They called her a black doggy. They called her name.
They were the same color.
Yeah, Mike.
Jesus. Oh, but anyway, stop fighting me on this.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, so, I mean.
I don't even know.
Let me see what's in this
damn
book.
No, what's in yours?
Like, what need to be in yours?
So the color purple changed you.
Yeah, because it opened up. Because we were very sheltered in my house. My mama kept us. If we were not allowed to go spend the night with nobody.
Me either.
If she didn't know them. And I mean know them. So we didn't know that all of this existed.
I spent the night at your house.
Especially in our own race. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of this. So that movie, it opened up my eyes to a lot of different things. Even
like colorism.
You having babies by your own That wasn't her father, her stepfather.
You're right.
And then they sold her baby. That's the baby that was in Africa that Nettie ended up taking care of. Yeah. You remember?
So it made you learn more about what was really going on the outside world.
Yes. Outside of your house.
Now, did it make you look at people differently?
Yes,
did it make you look at the Caucasians? Did it make you look at brighter skin? Like.
Not necessarily, but it did make me look at, you know, how they pictured Suge Avery. She was everybody adored her, how she looked.
And the jazz singer.
Skinny and all this other kind of stuff. Not Nettie, but what's her name? Celie, she was portrayed as, you know, nappy hair or natural hair that wasn't combed.
A 4C curl.
4C, whatever it was. It was tight on her head.
Right. You know, 4C.
Suge had the wig and everything. So she was portrayed as beautiful. And Celie was portrayed as...
I might have to say this might be in the eye to put the eye of the beholder. Because when I saw Color Purple, that is not what I saw.
But that's what art is.
No, I understand. No, I'm just saying everything she's describing. I understand what you're saying, but when I watched it, that is not what I saw.
I'm not talking about from my perception from the movie.
Okay,
she was the beautiful one.
She was the more attractive.
She was the more to everybody. That's why she had the chin joint,
and then that's why she became a singer.
This is supposed to be our chin joint.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so she was perceived as the prettier one.
Okay, gotcha.
And it was just a lot in that movie that opened my eyes up to things that was like, whoa. It was like kind of in your face.
Right.
So yeah, that one. And then what was another one of my favorite movies that kind of, it don't have to be a movie, right?
No, it could be a song. Show, it could be anything that's art. Anything that's
nostalgic.
Art.
Well, okay. Nostalgic.
Yeah. I would go with The Cosby Show and A Different World.
That was impacting?
That was impacting because it was me. It was people, and I, you know, nobody
that was
knows
me too.
This. Nobody
that was
knows
me too.
That I wanted to be a lawyer growing up.
Mm.
And my mom, she always encouraged.
I see that though. You know how to battle a point.
Well, yeah.
But, you are a good debater. Yeah.
You know,
I did not know that.
But yeah,
I think she would have been.
But to see our skin color, parents together,
yes.
And
only you
doctor.
Had that though. Sorry.
Well, you know, but
a lot of us didn't have that.
Yeah, to see it and parents together, to see a doctor, a lawyer. Children going to college. You know,
tennis.
Tennis. What's that?
I guess. And then you know, even A Different World to piggyback off of that. The college life. I went to an HBCU, so it was exactly the
Which
same.
One did you go to, Keisha? PV?
Say it loud.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah. I went to PV.
Hey.
Something inside, so strong. Yes.
Look at that. No, Carlos.
Even over here on the board, this gentleman went to Texas Southern University.
What sorority are you in?
Oh, I'm a part of Alpha Kappa Alpha
I
sorority.
I want you to do the little pinky thing.
I'm not.
Oh,
but I'm just saying.
Is it because I'm not a sorority?
No, it's not. But I'm just saying, it encouraged. I like the, you know, the fact that it encouraged you
I feel
to do
you
positive things
yes.
to, you know, to matriculate to higher learning. To go, it's possible for you to be able
Hold
to
on, wait,
do
wait,
these
roll
things.
That back. To do what with the higher learning?
Matriculate.
To do
that's
what
you know somebody got master's degree.
That's PV for you guys.
And I understand where she's coming from.
You know, but
you didn't
a lot
use
of
matriculate.
The shows that we saw, it wasn't
they were doing like Paid in Full, How to Sell Crack.
Yeah, if
and
you
how
can.
To prostitute a pimp.
Or New York
I was
City,
raised by
or
a pimp.
Different
yes,
movies like that.
That's what
we
I was watching. Dolomite.
Positivity.
Raw with
no,
Eddie
but
Murphy.
I do understand
exactly
what you're saying about the Cosby Show because growing up over there on that side of town, I don't think it was our reality.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was me and Keisha and I reality. It truly was.
Did you leave me out?
Because you just said that you ain't
no,
had
I
it.
No, I said a single parent. That don't mean my parents didn't have good money and we were living good.
No, it's not about...
I'm joking.
No, it's not about
I'm
the money.
I'm joking. Oh, it is about the money because y'all lived in a different neighborhood. If somebody lived in behind the gates, it is about the money.
I didn't live behind any gates.
That's why I didn't look at you. I looked over here.
He didn't live behind
I didn't live
no
behind gates.
You lived in big houses. I remember that part.
But that was just because of my parents. It wasn't
That's
because
That's what
of
I just
me.
Said. They were doing like, the big job stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, but yours worked at Lindell. Mine worked at Roman House. Now it is, you know, something totally different. But yeah, no.
It was Arco back then.
They literally, I saw myself on TV. I saw myself on TV. I get it. So it did change your life. And it was like, it was okay. And for you, what was yours?
And it was okay for us to talk proper. Your daughter was being picked on for talking proper. But that's the kind of lifestyle that we lived. And then that's what we saw on TV. And we were like, dang, it's finally people like us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you on that. For me, I'm going to say mine was...
Why are you smiling?
Because I...
Oh, shit.
What? Okay, I'm going to be honest. Mine was school days.
Okay,
because school days made me acknowledge colorism. I had no idea there was a such thing as colorism until my stepmom used to be mad because I was a little lighter than she was. We're going to go back to
that. So you would have been considered the wannabe?
No, I would have been considered I'd whoop her ass. No, I never went by colorism. I was raised by a woman that was a black queen, the color of your shirt. And so I never knew what colorism was until I saw school days. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest. So what it taught me was there's a situation out in the black community that's causing division that I had no idea about. And so I'm going to say that it impacted me because a lot of times I never even looked at, like you were saying, Suge Avery was brighter and prettier and stuff. I never saw that. That's why I'm saying I didn't process it like that when I saw Color Purple.
No, I understand because that's not, that was not how you was brought up. That was not your setting. That wasn't your setting. That wasn't your programming.
It was not. So when I saw school days, I kind of understood what you saw because I finally was like, oh, so they're dividing us by skin color now.
And my skin color, the brighter you were a wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the darker you were, you were considered a jigaboo.
That's
and they
horrible.
Had one of the most amazing dance scenes in the
Can I
dance?
Do it? Can I,
we should no, do it. You're going to fall.
No, I am. No, but one day I want to do it. But I'm going to be honest. And then being raised by a woman that was the first black cheerleader at Fur High School that fought her way and that fought discrimination, I never even... knew that it was a favoritism towards one other. I just thought that it was all one fight for black people, period. Mm-hmm. So when I saw school days and Martin and stuff like that, I started seeing, oh, there is a colorism division in this freaking place. So that's what it showed me, that society was going to make a division for us, which was really carried on from slavery. For the paper brown, the brown paper bag. If you're lighter than this, or you
oh, the house
this.
Nigga.
There you go.
You was in the house. There you go. And
so exactly. Mm-hmm. So when I saw it on school days, I asked my mom about it, and that's how she described it. Mm-hmm. That's how it was back in slavery. When the lighter you are, you were the house nigga. The darker you were, you know, understand. So that brought up a conversation from school days, and then it also made me acknowledge. On that same movie, School Days, about sororities and fraternities. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really familiar. I knew that my grandmother was an Eastern Star and a Delta. I knew that everybody in my family were Deltas. But I didn't really understand what it was and how much of an impact it was on the college campuses until I saw it on School Days.
Mm-hmm.
So School Days really impacted me on, dang, look at this. You know, not only did it have division, but like, dang, look at black folks going to college.
You know, and for me, it was school days was the first time that I was introduced to Phyllis Hyman. Okay.
Oh,
I'm so serious.
Yes.
That was the first time.
Yes.
That was the first time.
Yes.
Oh my God, come through this. You know, she's a
cancer.
A cancer. Yeah, I said how I want to.
Yes.
No, she's a cancer. And that was that. And then I love,
that's
you know,
beautiful.
It was one scene up in a
Please
scene.
Please tell me.
And
I
that
love
was,
that movie.
I don't want to be alone tonight. Come on.
Oh,
come on, Tisha Campbell.
It.
Come
yes,
on.
Yes, Tisha, forehead.
I want to know, is it worth it?
Oh, with
I love
the pink
that
girls.
One. I love it.
I don't want to be alone tonight.
Come on, Jasmine.
Hey, yeah.
No, I did. But the one thing, the major thing that I took away from there was the last thing. And that was when Lawrence Fishburne was saying, wake up.
Mm-hmm. Wake up. And you know what? When everybody started saying woke, because my mom is a black hippie.
Right.
Okay? She's vegan, alkaline vegan. She works out. Keisha, remember walking, seeing her walk and exercise and everything like that. She's been on it before. It was the hip. But the thing about it was when he started saying wake up, it made me understand when people were saying I'm woke. I was like, that's where they get that from. That's where it's coming from. Wake up.
That
and see
is.
What it, that, and so that also made me become in tune with woke,
Because wake up, because there was so much stuff going on. So I mean, and there was so many actors off up in there that I looked up to, like Samuel L. Jackson, like that. He's like one of the ones, even though he had like a small scene in it and everything. Like he is amazing.
Now another one, and I like School Days, but another one for me was, it wasn't like The Color Purple or anything like that, but it was something that because of the people we grew up around.
Oh God, come
Beaches.
On.
Oh my God,
oh God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Beaches.
Beaches was a tearjerker.
No, let me tell you something. Yes, it was.
You know, my life is a soundtrack. So when I hear Beaches, the only thing I hear is
Bette Midler.
Tin can at my feet, I think.
That's
the way to treat a friend.
And see, I know the whole dance scene on that one when they have
you
the
know
mask
the whole dance scene.
I do too.
Yes,
I do too. I am the captain. And this is my shrine.
Oh my God, yes.
Lord of the matter.
With Barbara Hershey. Come on now.
I love Barbara
and Bette
Hershey.
Miller. I love Bette Miller. Because I used to love, I love gingers, redheads. Mm-hmm.
So Bette Miller, but I love them.
And that's when I love that song. Wind beneath my wings.
That's when I really like that.
And Sarah McLachlan, and I started getting into that type of
thing. That actually, Beaches and My Girl.
Oh, with Macaulay Culkin.
Put his glasses on. He can't see without his glasses.
You know what? That movie made me understand what a hypochondriac was. Because I would always feel other people's
pain.
Topanga. And I was like, what? No, no, that was...
What her name was.
Oh, God. That's not Topanga.
But it wasn't Topanga, but she had them big old lips, too, as well.
So when I saw that, I was like, that's what hypochondriac is? That's what I do? Because I would... But
it made me terrified of bees.
Yeah. And I didn't want my face to get swollen.
But like I was saying, Beaches and My Girl actually shaped the way that I perceive and visualize friends and friendships. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what you're going through. I love you, Rodney. But that's my best friend. And we have that. We have Thelma and Louise. We have all of that. Mm-hmm. But
now, that's when I knew about that damn Brad Pitt on that Thelma and Louise.
That's when you was introduced to Brad.
That's when I was.
Yeah. But no, Beaches is a really good movie. I gotta say.
That was my favorite with Barbara Hershey. And the reason why I loved Beaches was because I had a best friend since I was 6 years old. And we actually grew up almost like they did. I was the rambunctious tap dancer, ballet dancer, and all that good stuff. And then she was like real quiet and wealthy. And we're not friends today, though, but it was interesting to understand what friendships were back then.
So Beaches.
I was like, did she die?
She die of cancer?
She died in my head.
Oh.
Of cancer.
No, she died of whatever it was in my head.
Not
and she
knows
who she is. It could be cancer. It could be death by whoever. Asphyxiation, strangulation. She no longer lives in my realm.
Okay, so apparently.
she don't live in my realm no more.
Well,
if you have to make a fake Facebook page and pretend that I'm your friend. If you have to make a fake Facebook page, you don't want the worst human ever.
Okay, so we definitely got like some of the shows and some of the movies and some of the.
I wanted to talk about one more show. That's one more show that made me feel a certain type of way.
Well, what made you feel?
Have y'all ever heard of this show called? It was like Tisha Campbell was on there.
Rags to Riches.
Oh my God! So you know about it? Yes. I have it on VHS. That was my favorite. Kidding me right now?
Rex
I thought I was the only one Rex that knew about Rex the Riches. God damn it! Yes,
I told you.
Come with me, friend.
I love Rex the Riches.
Okay, I have it on VHS. It was like a musical, kind of like when Little Shop of Horrors came out and stuff. Well, what it made me realize was that there's musicals out there. And I wanted to be in a musical. I like the way that they dance and sing. I saw Grease and all that stuff, but Grease didn't have nobody to look like me. Okay?
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. That's so true.
They did in the background.
I didn't want to be in the background. We're the type to be in the front ground.
Well, I watched everything. But no, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. We actually... Gonna say.
Oh. I feel like I would have talked like this when I'm holding. And then Jesus said,
"You guys, whenever we do an episode and it's looking slightly weird, it's because we've been here a minute. But we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna leave out. And until next week, until the next episode comes on.
Now, why don't y'all tell us about some of the stuff that y'all like? Some of the episodes that
we see y'all. Like,
y'all comments. This one right here has the best followers. We know that y'all are going to answer these comments. What type of shows that y'all watch? Yes.
So put in the comments, you know, any suggestions that you have about topics we need to discuss. Yes. Any comments, we will definitely shout you out.
Yes.
On the
any products
show.
Y'all want to do any endorsements with or advertisement, we get a little kickback.
Or any, you know, as far as she said, as topics or any topics that we might have already previously touched on and maybe we did not elaborate or expand or have that elasticness to where it reached out to your perspective to where you can like expand. Definitely send some info like or some questions or some help or anything like that.
Or if it did reach your perspective, put it in the comments. Yeah. Let us know that. Something was
I
said,
hate
like,
you.
Put it in the comments.
Like my pastor used to say.
That remind me of Miss Dot.
Who?
Miss Dot.
Oh. That's my mother.
Yes, I love her. Oh.
But what did your pastor say?
He used to say, hopefully it's something that was said that would touch your heart.
Oh,
so if something
I love
that was
this.
Said that touched you in a mighty way.
What church
put it
is
in the
this?
Comments.
I like that. Say a mighty way.
Wait, what church is this?
Uh-oh, Greens Bayou.
Rodney Dixon. I don't know.
Greens Bayou. I actually went to Greens Bayou on Wallace Hill Road. He used to live right around the corner. He lived right around the corner. But no.
Look, I was at Windsor Village. That's why I brought it up, Kirby John. I love you, Kirby.
No,
but we won't go into that.
But no, we are definitely going to go out. We're going to go out. We're going to go out. We're going to leave
with
this joint. And no, stay tuned to a lot of different things that are going to be coming up, you guys. And
it's empty when we go straight through.
So do you want to do your thing, your click, like?
What about your team?
Everyone,
you gonna do I'm getting to it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you missed it.
Yeah, you didn't
episode.
Do it the last
yes.
two. Okay, everybody, we love you guys. We want you to click, like, share, and subscribe. Tell your preacher, your friends, your mother,
don't
your lover.
Tell your preacher.
Tell your orthodontist.
They might try to come kiss Juwan. We ain't got time for it. Oh.
And when I do kiss, make sure that you have told your orthodontist. Because I am in the business of actually looking for some porcels to put in my face.
And
because
it's a challenge. It's
I've
a challenge.
Been through some things in life and everything. And I'm not even going to say that it's in a challenge or anything like that. But if you would like to put your creativity to its max.
Why can't I do my lipo thing? I want to. If you have anybody that has a challenge and want to get me snatched up on the left or the right side, please contact me, Sonabello.
Okay, that's Sonabello. We love you guys. I love you guys. Until next week, make sure that y'all go home. Make sure that y'all expand, love each other, vibrate high, and be you, and love you, and
love,
live.
Love, love, love,
and live.
And have a relaxing
and I
night.
Hope that we brought yes. some life to life today, you guys. And
we hope we make y'all laugh and heal
yes.
while laughing.
And don't take that stress to bed. Have a good night's
yes,
rest.
Let it
leave
go.
It alone. Stop worrying about shit you can't change. Because
Ooh!
Guess what? The next day will be here, and it's a whole new possibilities of a horizon of new possibilities.
Well,
so
that's what I learned from the Baptist Church. Wow.
So now that we've gotten that out, okay, and I'm going to go ahead and take
the wig
us out.
The wig is slipping back. Can we go ahead and cut
I just want to make sure that Keisha, I want to make sure that you always have a cup that's always full because you've came out, you've elastic, you've expanded, and I love it, and let's go, let's go,
yes,
let's get it. Bye.
Yes.